Showtime and a good time.
Turn my phone on. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Do not
disturb. I like that.
Do not disturb. Do not
disturb.
That's fire. All right, let's get it rolling.
Why is that catchy? Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Bro Opinionated. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Bro Opinionated. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Bro Opinionated. I'm one of your hosts, Connor Biddle. And as always, I'm joined by a man with arms that could ripple an entire ocean, Jesse Biddle.
Hey, doing, baby? Hey guys, what's going on? It's Jesse Biddle.
I think I'm like destined to be the president or something.
I actually do agree.
I think that might be what it is. I don't know. I just kind
of... You're like, very likable by both sides of the aisle. Specifically QAnon right-wingers.
Well, Love you. Can't get enough.
They can't get enough.
No, I think they can get enough.
I'm pretty sure they can't get enough.
That's the one thing that I'm not...
I'm pretty sure they can get enough.
Not fully bipartisan.
By that, I mean can't get enough.
You walk up to a crosswalk. You press the button.
Oh.
And then someone else walks up and also... presses the button.
I know.
But I'm standing there. I've pressed it. I'm right next to it. I deliberately stand right next to the button to be like, everyone knows that I press this.
I like when somebody presses it and then I go up behind them.
You do it?
And I give them a good press. And here's why. Great time to make a joke.
You know? What? Like what?
Here's a good one. This is something you guys can take home with you. So somebody presses it. And then you go up and you press it right after them, and you go, oh, you got to double click it. Right? Like a computer.
It's
a computer
joke. Okay, I thought it was going to be a dumb joke. I mean, and I actually didn't mind that.
So the guy says, he's like, I'm a lefty. You're a lefty too, right? I said, yeah, I am a lefty. And I said, my wife's a lefty. That's why we both wear our rings on our left hand.
Right, to signify that
we're lefties.
I actually don't hate that.
And that joke that I made right there, I don't know what it was about that joke. It pushed my wife to the edge. Guy walks past me. I'm on my phone. He's got like 96 dogs with him. He's a dog walker.
Right.
Walks past me. We smile, whatever. Keep going. 5 minutes go by. He walks past me going the opposite direction. And he goes, he looks at me. He goes, hey, man, you dropped your phone. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay. I didn't know what to do. Right.
Cause you had it to be holding, clear. You have it.
So I kind of made a gesture at the ground. He goes, just kidding, man. You're holding it. And then he just kept walking on and like kind of whistling, you know, kind of like he just nailed it. And now I've been trying to rack my brain. Was that a nice conversation? Was there good intents behind that?
No.
Was he trying to get me?
Bad intentions.
Was that a bad intention?
Exclusively. Yeah. I've been having a heart rate about something that I observed recently. My heart rate is on, by the way. My heart rate is going, just to be clear. And I think it's elevating even as I think about this.
Yeah, talk
right?
to me.
Because
talk
it's something I noticed that I was like, what the hell?
What's going on?
And it's going to be how... Unbelievably,
oh boy,
how unbelievably counterintuitive booting a car is.
Oh,
you drive by a car, you see it's booted.
Yeah.
It looks like it hasn't moved in a while. Yeah. So the solution that they choose,
you're screaming.
The solution that they choose is to put something on the car that means it can't move more.
Oh,
so it's like, hey, you can't park here anymore. Okay. Hey, you can't park here. Stop leaving your car here. I'm going to boot it. That would be great.
That's funny.
That would be great if you could boot my car for me because I'm clearly not moving.
Oh, I wasn't planning on moving anyway.
I wasn't going
to
move it.
I'd like to just call attention to what I would say is maybe a slight disorder, which is the Pictionary yips. And it was, I had this feeling because I got these, it's a bunch of people I didn't even know very well.
Ugh.
Just cracking up.
Dude.
Dying laughing at me. And I felt this sense of like, fuck this. Like, get me out of here. It's the longest minute of my life. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm about to leave. And I was like, I could make this about me and like get mad and be like that guy at a party. And I really felt like that. I felt like this, like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I don't know any of you people. You're laughing at me. I'm like trying, you know? So my wife is just roasting me. She's just leveling me.
I can picture her absolutely roasting you.
She just goes, that's the best you got. And I'm just like, shut up.
She's loving it.
You know that I can't. You know that I have to. You know that I deal with the Pictionary yips.
My favorite scents are perfumes.
Your
right?
favorite scents. And then what about your favorite scents?
Taste.
Yeah, taste is a good one. Taste is a good one.
But I'm feeling a really type of way because I think it's ridiculous. So we've gendered fragrances, right? Yeah. We have. And we genders really are a thing of the past. Let's just call it. They're a thing of the past.
They're a thing of the past.
If you're even using the word gender, you should probably go back to reading school.
I'm pro just do your thing.
We're opinionated is just so everyone knows, pro just do your thing.
That's just, dude, we are pro just do your thing. I was trying to think of, well, let me find some commonalities, right? I think we all need to find common ground so we can just meet their level playing field and maybe that we can build relationships on that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
One of the things that I feel like is true and one of the things that we can all relate to is, and this is me sort of talking to the nation here, potentially the world.
I love this.
We all had that one kid in elementary school who was kind of the bug kid.
Oh, like bugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Sort of the end of the thought.
Yeah. We had bug kids.
But we all had that bug kid, you know? And I don't care whether you're from Germany or you're from Iran or you're from fucking New Zealand. Everybody had that bug kid. They would just touch stuff that they probably shouldn't. They maybe eat glue. They would pull out of their pocket just like a grasshopper and like
look
a
what
rock.
I got.
You know?
Right.
Or
right.
They just like you just be like, what are you doing over there, bug kid? And the bug kid would be like, nothing. You know, just hanging out. And he'd be like, well, yeah, but it's lunchtime and everybody's running around.
And
like,
you're rolling around in soil. You're rolling up and down in soil.
With them. I want to run around with the ants.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry.
So that's what I've been thinking about. It's just like, what is the commonality between all of us? And I was really, oh, shit. It's a bug kid. This episode is brought to you by a little bug. You know, just like one of those little bugs running around. It's, you know, I don't know how I got the money to pay for this ad, but it did. So we're saying it.
Fuck you, capitalism. I'm coming for you.
Well,
you think you can fucking live another day?
Who are you talking to? Capitalism?
Capitalism
as a whole?
Capitalism.
You know, it's not a person, right? It's not a. What? It's not like a.
Wasn't that the first
man.
President?
It's no. That was,
wasn't capitalism.
Well, that was
Terry Washington. Introducing. Wow, why is it so cheap.com? Everything's cheaper than it should be, and none of it's stolen. And that's our mission, is to make sure everything's cheap and none of it's stolen. Sure, maybe I found it in the garbage, and all of it was free. But I didn't raid anyone's home to take it and then resell it on, wow, that's so friggin' cheap.com.
Dare to be different. Dare to stand out in a crowd. This podcast is brought to you by Dixon Ticonderoga No. 1 Pencils. Not a lot of people use them. Everybody uses number two. Try the first version. You know, I feel like they kind of maybe did good then too. Have you ever been driving in your car and been like, ooh, I really want to hear this song, but not yet?
Oh my God, I love that. I love being uncertain when my favorite song's gonna come on.
Oh my gosh, well, I have the perfect product for you.
What's that?
This episode is brought to you by The Radio.
Welcome back to Bro Opinionated. Thanks so much for sticking around. We really appreciate
you. I'd like to bring us back. No. Welcome back to Bro Opinionated. I'm your host, Jesse Biddle, joined as always by my guest, Connor Biddle.
It's not so much a take as it is a plug.
Okay.
For a little something I like to call.
Is this an advertisement?
No. It's not an advertisement.
Okay, it's a plug.
A little something I like to call chocolate milk in your coffee.
Oh my God.
Now, now,
the viewers at home very, very well know what you just did.
Yes, they heard the ice chinkle.
That was really chinkly.
Chinkle?
Yeah, that was chinkly for sure.
Yeah. They heard the ice sort of rimble around in here.
Rimble.
They heard a rimble.
Rimble's not a word. Is rimble a word?
No, it's not, but now it is.
My birthday's too often.
It's too frequent.
My birthday was last week. I feel like I'm already 32 and a half.
I literally have aged 3 years in the last 2 weeks.
I'm already like my wife has to plan what, another birthday party for me?
She better get started.
It's too much. It's too frequent. There's too much pressure on her to plan me like a significantly large birthday party, and that's partially because I make it into a big thing.
Yeah, you always do.
I say how many balloons did you buy?
Did you buy enough?
Did you buy enough balloons?
Did you?
And she's like, can you stop asking me that?
In your bedroom is, you can't get to your bed oftentimes because you have balloons.
Well, because of the balloon chaos.
Yes. Well, obviously I have balloon chaos enacted.
It's a chaotic balloon situation most of the time, if we're being honest. I'm confused. Do you not like your birthday? Do you not want to celebrate properly?
You don't like a bunch of balloons when we wake up, and you don't like it when I pop 10 balloons every morning?
I just pop 10 a step.
It's just, that's a 10 pop step. I don't see the issue. You want to sleep in?
I've been divorced for a while.
By the way.
Yeah, no, yeah. I actually have been meaning to mention this to you. It's been a tough go for the kid. It was a tough birthday.
Yeah, that sounds really tough.
Yeah, she served me papers.
One of my suggestions would have been to avoid riddling your room with balloons.
Anyway, so what are you coming out about? Bro, who gives a shit?
I feel there's a lot of friction for a lot of people when they go somewhere new. I went to a gym the other day that I'd never been before.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know where the fuck it is. Where do I enter? How do I get upstairs? I don't know who to talk to. Things are stressful for me. Which, okay. And so what I need in the world is a newcomer specialist at all locations. They are all paid to be there for first-time people. It's like a college orientation leader or something.
Okay.
I need them everywhere. Literally everywhere. They see someone floundering. Hey, they're on it. They okay. say, hey, you must be new here. Come on with me. I know the way to the doctor's office. But that's not real.
That's not totally cool when you're in a work setting. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a little bit risky.
What character is that?
It's just a little bit risky, alright. It's sort of like Scarface's kid. That he didn't really like that much.
I like that. That's good. You're Scarface Jr. That's a
crazy.
Cool character. I've gotten car sick my whole life. But you drive the car and you don't get car sick. So you're telling me if I just pretend to drive the car, I'm not gonna get car sick? Is that a thing? So what if I just pretend to drive the plane? Am I not going to get plane sick?
I think you might be onto something there.
So here's my idea. We sell steering wheels.
Glue them on.
We sell steering wheels that you can just hold. If I just go like this, so for those of the listeners at home, now I'm just air driving. Oh, the brain is the most complicated thing in the world.
Oh, yeah,
it's so
right.
impressive.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
You fucking save it, dude. I look at one text message, I'm sick.
Like, that's not smart.
I made a left turn. I thought I was going to go straight. I'm sick. It's not impressive.
People say our brains are like still more power. Our processing ability is so much better than a computer. It's
no.
Like, no, it's not. A computer doesn't get fucking motion
My
sick.
Brain is a Game Boy Advance at best.
At best. Probably not.
On a good day.
On the best. By the way, on
when
the
I am,
best
When
day.
I am fully torqued on Adderall and I have 9 cups of coffee in me, I'm a Game Boy Advance tops.
Tops.
Otherwise, I'm an Atari most of the time. That's kind of stasis.
That someone took a hammer
I am
to.
An Atari at stasis.
I'm an Atari that has been smashed to bits.
I am a hammered Atari at stasis. At my best, I'm a Game Boy Advance. In the middle is probably a something that I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm not
Game Boy Color is going to be
I'm a Game Boy
around.
Color sometimes.
You're probably a Game Boy Color typically. And that's pretty awesome, Ben.
I think we did it.
Thanks for listening to Bropinionated. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at hello@bropinionated.com. And if you want to follow us, you can check us out on Instagram, TikTok, your YouTube, your X, and it's going to be under @bropinionated or @bropinionated_. You'll find us if you type in Bropinionated. We're the pink people. We're the pink logo. We got baby photos.
We're the pink little cuties for
We're
sure.
We're the pink little cuties for sure. Pink little cuties?
That's cute.
For our fans?
Pink little cuties. What is that? Is that what we're calling our fans?
I don't know, maybe.
Pink little cuties. It seems a little... I don't love that, actually.
Child. It's another
no,
baby.
It's just a little patronizing almost.
Aw.
Oh, you're a pink little
I
cutie.
I
feel like a grown-up. You don't want to be called that.
Hey, what's going on, pink little cuties?
Nah.
That doesn't work.
Giggle Gang is still the closest we've come, but it's pretty bad.
If it's just... Giggle... Something works for me. Gang, I can't get fully behind to fully...
I don't know. It just doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Well, rate and subscribe below if you come up with something good for us.
Biddle gigglers.
We're running out of ideas to begin with, so if you just have good ideas for us to talk about, just talk. Just fucking write a comment.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We don't care.
Rate and subscribe below.
Yeah. This is great.